Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today about let's pray. Let's pray. And I know so many times when we hear that, guilt just automatically just kind of consumes our mind and our hearts, saying, oh, that's just an area that I really, really need to grow and improve in. And yet, I hope today and tomorrow after we talk about that on our two programs that you're going to be encouraged. I just want to share some things that I've learned through being a follower of Jesus now for a little over 40 years. Just so thankful for God's grace, mercy, what he's taught me about kind of getting my heart right to pray and ready to pray and just what prayer is. And just things from I've read, I've studied, just in my own personal life, victories, disappointments, setbacks, failures. We all have them. And so I think that you, I hope you're going to be encouraged. I really do believe, because I know a lot of times you're, oh, prayer, that's going to put me to sleep, or I feel guilty, I'm going to change the channel, or I'm not listening to this podcast or this YouTube channel. I'll go to something else. But this is not to condemn, and it's not to convict. It is to help and encourage and bring you hope when it comes to praying. You know, one of the things that's kind of interesting is that people say, you know, well, Christianity's religion, and obviously if you're a follower of Jesus, that's called a religion, and yet it is so much more than that, friends. It is a relationship, and that's what prayer's about. God said, hey, I want to have a personal relationship with you, so I'm going to come down in the flesh and send my one and only son, Jesus Christ, so that we can have a personal relationship. And I'm thankful that God said, you know, Jesus, you're not going to get to start when you're 18 or when you're 21, okay? You're going to have to wait till you're 30 years old. So you're going to walk through things that my sons and daughters do, trials and tribulations, you know, disagreements with family members, have a job, just deal with weather craziness. That, yeah, I'm sure the weather changed different times, just like it does here in Kentucky, and yet the thing that I love about that is that there's nothing I ever go through that Jesus doesn't understand. Because for 33 years, he lived like you and I. And the best part was he didn't start his ministry till he was 30. So be encouraged by that today. And, you know, some people kind of say, you know, things really changed in the 1960s when the Supreme Court said that it was not going to be allowed to pray, have prayers recited, set out in school every day. And no doubt, definitely a turning point in our country's history and part of the moral failures that we have in so many areas now. But I will say on a lighter note, as long as there's tests in school, there'll always be prayer. Amen. Oh, I think about all the prayers that I prayed throughout elementary, middle school, and high school. And I say that just because, once again, I want to be uplifting on this topic today and tomorrow about let's pray. And you know, some research came out a few months ago this year and said that 61% of Americans say that they pray every day. And I'm glad to see that. But, man, I'd love to see that as followers of Jesus be at 100% or at least 90%, because, once again, you know, that's how we communicate with God, and that's why Jesus came. Dolly Parton said, you know, every single day before I do anything, I wake up and I thank God for the night, and I ask him to bless the day and to bring all the right things and all the wrong people out of my life, and to please bring all the right stuff in, and to simply guide me, lead me, and I pray always that he'll help me uplift other people and glorify him. Part I love about that's that last part. She said, I ask God to guide me, to lead me, and I pray that I can uplift others and that I can glorify God. And friends, I really think that's kind of the foundation of prayer there, okay? That asking God to guide us, to lead us, and to see how we can be a blessing to others, to encourage others. And most of all, it helps us glorify God because we have spent time with him. And anytime you're in a relationship with somebody, you want to know the wants, the needs, and just you want to know personally what's going on. And when we pray with God, I'm going to talk about this more, about how personal it is and how he loves to communicate to us as his kids. Max Lucado, who's written a lot of great books, says, "Our prayers may be awkward, our attempts may be feeble, but since the power of prayer is in the one who hears it and not in the one who says it, our prayers do make a difference." You know, I can remember a lighter note when I was assistant basketball coach at Western Kentucky University back in the 1990s. And our first year, we started out 0-5. And we always did a pregame prayer. And a lot of times we did the Lord's Prayer, but sometimes would also be an additional prayer. And after we were 0-5, one time I just felt like God wanted me to ask if I could do the prayer. So I asked our head coach, Ralph Willard, if I could do the prayer. And he's like, "Sure, Greg, that'd be great." So I did, and we just happened to win that game. So a few days later, we had another game. We got in our circle like we always did the Lord's Prayer, and then it was kind of quiet. So I just assumed Coach Willard was going to go back to praying, and all of a sudden he's like, "Greg, pray." So I did, and we won like 3 or 4 more in a row. And so I was the prayer guy because we were winning. Well, then, of course, just as life plays out, we started to lose 2 or 3 games. And next thing I know, Coach Willard said, "Hey, Greg, I got the prayer this game." So, you know, it's funny. We pray for wins. We pray, obviously, for major things like cancer, to people to be healed and loved ones, and for relationships that are strained, for financial provision, for loneliness, for discouragement, anxiety, depression, a lot of major things. And yet the thing is, I know that prayer does change things, but more importantly, it changes me and it changes you. So be encouraged with that. Dr. Tony Evans, one of my favorite communicators of God's Word, says, "The bottom line is to pray. If you're tired, sick, emotionally overwhelmed, pray. If you're on cloud 9 and life seems perfect, pray. If you lack direction, pray. If you doubt that prayer makes any difference, pray. If the circumstances of your life are out of your control, pray. If the circumstances of your life seem well within your control, pray. Whatever you do today, pray." And friends, that's just kind of how we want to be, how God wants us to be. He wants us to pray. He wants to be in communion with us and have conversation. Satchel Paige, the former great baseball player, said, "Don't pray when it rains if you don't pray when the sun shines." We're all good at praying when we've got situations that are a little overwhelming to us and we know we can't solve them on our own. And yet, friends, I want to encourage you to pray on those days where the weather's good, where your health's good, you've got enough money to pay your bills, and yet, you know, sometimes we get guilty of just doing those 911 prayers. "God, I need help." And God loves to answer those prayers and listen to us. But man, once again, I want to encourage you just to make prayer a part of a conversation with God throughout the day. Dr. Charles Stanley said, "We must remember that the shortest distance between our problems and their solutions is the distance between our knees and the floor." You know, friends, there's just something about it when I get on my knees to pray. And you don't have to do that every time. I know it's not possible for some people physically, but I've shared this before a couple of times, I think, this year. But something I started doing during COVID, just so I could keep my mental health and instead of focusing on all the challenges and fear that we had there those first few months, I just started thanking God for 5 things each morning. As soon as I woke up and rolled out of bed, I rolled onto my knees in front of my bed and just thanked God for 5 things. And sometimes it could, I mean, I'd lose count. It was at least 5, and I'd get on a roll, and I don't know, it could be 15 or 20. Some days oversleep, and it would be a quick 5, okay? I admit that. But all that being said, it put my mind and my heart in the right place, saying, you know what? I have a lot to be thankful for and to be grateful for, and that God is my provider. Billy Graham said, "To get nations back on their feet, we must first get down on our knees." And friends, not just for us personally, but as a nation, oh, it says in 2 Chronicles, "If my people shall humble themselves and call out to my name and pray, I will hear them and I will heal their land." Friends, I want to encourage you to pray for our country, pray for our leaders. and just ask God to help heal our land, the United States, and to bless our nation, and that we could truly be one nation under God. First Thessalonians just kind of really sums up what I've been trying to say here the first 10 minutes, and only got 4 minutes left, but pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. And I know you think, well, I've got to do other things. You know, Greg, I can't just pray all day, and I understand that. But you can pray throughout the day, in between meetings, in between meals, obviously at meals. Just something I still do, thanking God for every meal that I've got. But just include God to be a part of your day throughout the day. Lord's Prayer, of course, they ask Jesus, teach us how to pray, Lord. And most of you know the Lord's Prayer. Maybe you want to read it out loud with me, or in this case, I guess, say it out loud with me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. You know, friends, if you're struggling with praying, maybe that's just something right there, that simple, doing the Lord's Prayer. I'm reading through Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, and maybe you want to write those out and write that out and just say that each morning. Just start that as part of your prayer life. It's a great place to start, a foundation, and I hope it'll expand into other areas of prayer. Henry Blackaby, who wrote one of the best Bible studies I've ever done, Experiencing God, says, many people have grown up attending church and hearing about God all their lives, but they do not have a personal, dynamic, growing relationship with God. Friends, I love that God always is speaking to us, and he wants us to learn. And as my hero Wally Rendell says, if you still got a pulse, you still got a purpose. And yet, some of us, we just kind of get stagnant in our walk with Jesus. And when we pray, it definitely can help take it to another level. I love that. Yeah, I heard this a few years ago, and it just kind of really spoke to me, and I kind of personalized it. You know, I think we just make prayer too complicated. Prayer is just a conversation between you and God, but any conversation requires two things, both talking, but also listening. I want to say it again. I think we make prayer too complicated. Prayer is just a conversation between you and God, but any conversation requires both talking and listening. So I want to get started with an acronym that just kind of things I've learned over my many years of being a follower of Jesus. I'm going to use the acronym PRAY, the word PRAY, P-R-A-Y, and simple. The letter P is just pause. In fact, just breathe. Some of you just need to breathe. Inhale. Exhale. Do it again. Inhale. Exhale. Close your eyes. Smile. Just pause for a moment to get your heart right. Something really powerful recently was Coco Gauff, a talented 19-year-old, right after she won the U.S. Open tennis tournament, biggest tennis tournament in the United States, she immediately went over and got on her knees and prayed. And they asked her what she was praying. And she said, I was just saying thank you to God, and that I understood that all the tough times were just to make that moment sweeter. And friends, I want to remind you today how many times God has gotten you through tough times, and once you got on the other side or got a victory in your life, it made that moment so much sweeter. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we'll continue talking about Let's Pray. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Did you know that Hope Is Here is also available on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter? You can find all of these at Hope Is Here Lex. Also, check out the daily 1 minute Cup of Hope, available on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, that helps you keep your cup hopeful. To find out more information, go to our website, www.hopeishere.today.org. That's www.hopeishere.today.org.